The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Technology, am I right, folks? Hey, let me just say, we're rocking with you until noon, then we'll hand it off to D'Lo and Casey, and they'll take you up to 4 o'clock. They'll take you into the weekend. Jiffy Lube sponsors the show. We love Jiffy Lube very much. Matt Steinmetz is not a name drop. I love Steiny.
Ouch.
Steiny is
he's a good
the
dude.
Homie. He is a real one. Love Steiny. Saying I produced a show for Matt Steinmetz is not a name drop. I saw Johnny G in the chat, like, who casually drops more names, Kyle or James? After I was talking about being a producer for Steiny. That's not a name drop. I'm sorry.
No.
Matt Steinmetz is just a dude who broke the story that Latrell Sprewell choked out PJ Carlesimo.
Oh.
That's a fact.
Oh.
That's a true fact.
Wow.
Shout out to Steiny.
That's crazy.
Hey, speaking of old basketball reporters. James Hamm. No, I'm joking.
I don't know where this is going.
No. just a gap in my cultural knowledge, sports culture knowledge.
Okay.
Not really a gap, just one of those things that you kind of, I think, had to be around to understand the gravity of.
Okay.
Was the Magic Johnson HIV diagnosis.
Oh.
Somebody posted an old column from when Bill Simmons was in college reacting to the Magic Johnson HIV diagnosis. And reading it and seeing the replies, because everything in it is just everything that Bill Simmons writes about in it, it turns out backwards. Like, he's never going to get to do this. He's never going to get to do this, blah, blah, blah. Because it's devastating to read. And everybody's like, but this was the consensus, thought at the time. Mm-hmm. That Magic Johnson got this diagnosis and he was going to be gone soon. And I don't, it's just one of those things that I obviously know about it, but I have never been able to, or really tried to wrap my arms around the fact that was just this, because I've known Magic Johnson is just happy ass Magic Johnson just all the time. And that's who he is in my life. I did not really until I read this piece by Bill Simmons from whatever that is 30 plus years ago now.
1991, 92.
So 35 years ago going on.
Yeah.
Reading that and just how devastatingly sad it was jarring to me because I've never taken the time to understand what that moment was.
Okay, so living through that moment, first of all, I almost got in a fight in the locker room when somebody said, oh, Magic Johnson has AIDS. when I was in high school, because I was a huge Magic Johnson fan, and I'm like, hey, that's not funny. You shouldn't say something like that. He's like, no, he does. And like, there was almost fighting words.
You don't have Twitter at this time to go look.
No. Well, yeah. Well, not only that, but you didn't have, the internet wasn't readily available.
Yeah.
And
right,
so,
right.
You know, you had to wait for the newspaper the next day or go turn on sports talk radio. Like, just to be honest with you, the moment was incredible. And I'll relay this in a weird way to what we went through with the global pandemic. So when Rudy Gobert goes out there and like smacks everybody's microphones, and then a couple of days later ends up with COVID, like we didn't really know what it would look like, how many people would die, all that stuff at that moment. But the AIDS the epidemic at that point, it was, you didn't survive.
Right.
It was like, it was a death warrant when you had that diagnosis, and it was a very, very hard time. And there was a lot of like, especially being a high schooler at that time, while like, you know, they're doing like public service announcements and, you know, lots of things that would scare you, as a high schooler about, you know, partners and all that stuff. So it was very, very scary. And then as soon as Magic like put another face on it. There were faces before that, like Rock Hudson. You know, there were other people that had died.
Sure.
Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
But to see Magic, who is like, he was so larger than life.
Right.
I mean, like there's still a lot of people like myself that put Magic Johnson on your Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, you know, won like Finals MVP as a center.
Yeah, one of the greatest players of all time, but to have him be the face of it. And then, you know, of course, when they brought him back for the All-Star game, there was people who didn't want to play because they were like worried, uninformed,
didn't
understand, worried.
Yeah,
and like it was a really tough time. And I think a lot of people, the fact that Magic Johnson is still with us is a medical miracle, because I would say probably like 97% or 98% of the people from when he got the disease, like to today, like are gone.
Yeah.
He just, you know, again, first of all, he had a lot of money and he had a lot of fame and he was able to get treatments that other people, normal everyday people, weren't able to get.
Sure.
But at the same time, like it's a miracle that he's still around. And so, I haven't read the Bill Simmons piece, but living through that was, you know, it was different.
Because you read it and it's like, oh, what? Like, here's how it ends. But the bottom line remains, Magic will never be in a Laker uniform again. That makes me sad. He will die before the year 2000. That makes me sad. He will never play in the Olympics with Larry Bird, and he'll never own an NBA franchise. That makes me sad. And it's easy to look at that and go, he did all of those things.
Yeah.
But knowing that, like, everybody thought that. Like, this is just it. I did a deep dive last night. It was
It's even like, man. When Scott Moak talks about like when someone bleeds on the court, he says it's a stoppage for infectious disease.
Yeah.
Stoppage.
Yeah.
Right? And Kevin Durant got all upset and he said, hey, man, I have to say that every time.
Yeah.
And Kevin's like, that's not cool, man. He's like, no, it's not just you. And then somebody else bled right after that. And he said it again, and Kevin Durant's like, I got you.
Yeah.
Now
it's a mandated thing.
It's a mandated.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay,
making fun of Kevin Durant.
Yeah, it's one of those moments with Scott Moak that he'll talk about, like, funny moments where you had this, like, little bonding experience with somebody over a strange thing. But before that, like, again, you're in high school, someone starts bleeding, everyone's like, hands
Stop
off.
The game.
Stop the game, like clearing it up.
Yep.
Like, hey, someone with gloves,
if it gets
come
on the uniform,
here.
You got to remove the uniform. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was just, again, that's where I kind of like relate it to what we went through at the early stages of pandemic. It was like, there was just this fear. We all hid in our houses.
Yeah, of course.
You would bring grocery bags home and take bleach wipes and wipe the bag off and then take your cans out and wipe your cans off. Like, that's where we were in the beginning of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, it was at, I think we knew a little bit more when Magic, by the time Magic had, you know, contracted. HIV virus, not AIDS, but HIV virus.
Yeah.
I don't even know that we understood the difference between the two at that time.
Sure.
So,
Man.
Really interesting time.
That was just, sorry for the non sequitur. I just, that was something that
Yeah.
I saw last night and was like, wait, this is devastating to read. Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Anyways, read that before going to the Kings game where the Kings beat the Houston Rockets 132-127. He's James. I'm Kyle. Jiffy Lube sponsors the show. We are the Insiders. We're here every day from 10 a.m. to noon on ESPN 1320. That is Sacramento sports leader. Let's get into James Hamm's six quick thoughts, which you can read on the various social media and, of course, at Twitter at James_HammNBA. James_HammNBA on Twitter. But we're going to do a little deeper dive now.
How'd yesterday's Kings game go?
Yeah, big thumbs
up. Kings insider maybe. James Hamm has six notes you need to know. Here are James Hamm's six quick thoughts.
Yeah, here they are. Number one.
School is in session. DeMar DeRozan took a bunch of young players to school. And that's what it was. It just looked like it didn't matter who it was. Even Dylan Brooks tried to step up and guard him and tried to get all physical with him. And he just turned around and just buried jumper after jumper in their face.
Yep.
Like there was a jumper like in Dylan Brooks' face.
It was great.
And
like, there's not a player I love watching fail more than Dylan Brooks.
I think that goes for most people in Sacramento.
That's the best.
Yeah. So he's what we're seeing out of DeRozan is amazing. On specific nights, 26 points in the second half, 33 overall. But you know, I thought he was having a good game in the first half, and he had 7 points. Mm-hmm. Like he was efficient, and you're like, oh, okay, this looks
right.
good
in the flow.
And then you get to the second half, and 10 points in the third quarter, 16 points in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was a difference maker in that game.
My favorite thing about watching DeMar, it's like different sensation, but follow me. When someone's telling a joke and you can kind of see where the joke is going, and so you start getting excited for the punchline and the punchline, and like, that's similar to how I feel when DeMar gets the ball and then turns his back to a defender like 15 feet from the basket.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, here it comes. Oh, this is going to be so cool.
They don't know what's about to hit them.
Every time, yeah. And you can, the beauty of it and what makes it so difficult is you can't, because he's going to turn and get that separation. Well, first he's gonna get that shoulder.
Yep.
And then he's just one shoulder, not three. He's going to get that shoulder. And then he's going to turn. He's created separation. Then he's going to create more separation to where if you try and contest it, you're either going to get in his space, which is a foul, or you're going to hit his arm, which is also a foul. And then he's going to make it even if you foul him. Like it would piss me off to no end if I had to defend him. Because what do you do?
Yeah, the only other player that I remember that did things like this all the time was Paul Pierce. Like, Paul Pierce, if he's wide open, like, he's probably not hitting the shot. He needed somebody, like, in his grill, in his business, and he was slow and methodical, and, you know, but it didn't matter. Like, you could have two players, you know, all over him, trying to block the shot and nothing. Like he knew exactly where the basket's at all times. Yeah. So when DeMar is on one, yeah, feed him.
Yep. Right there with you. Number two.
Keegan is back.
Boy, is he.
18 points, 11 rebounds. He's up to 32.4% from the field. His climb continues. Doug Christie talked about it after the game and said, like, look, like, you know, other coaches have said this too. Mike Brown said this too. Keegan doesn't know how good he is. And you have to continuously remind him, but also put your arm around him and show him a bunch of love and try to get him to the next stage. Like, this is only a blip on who you're going to be as an NBA player. And, man, to me, it's not just that the three-point shot is going down. He goes 3-6 from three. It's the type of rebounds he gets now. Where
so tough, dude.
He super tough rebounds where he's going above, like just ripping the ball out of the air from other players. And then he had this crazy, crazy finish in transition where he like went behind the back and then had to switch hands midway up to like, it was like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then his dunks, see about a couple of baseline dunks. Like he's just like starting to look like the player that we saw that we thought would ascend.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden it's happening. Yep. And so for me, you know, it's only seven games, whatever it is under Doug. Go ahead.
So he missed the two games with the ankle against Philly and Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, it's six games, averaging 14.5 points, seven boards, 1.3 assists, 0.7 steals a block, and he's shooting 48.5% from the field and 47.7% from three on 7.3 attempts a game.
Yeah.
Like, that's the ascension.
That's it. That's the player you needed.
Mm-hmm. And you'd like to see the volume tick up at some point, but for now, 11 shots a game, 7 of them threes, take that.
Yeah, I want him taking 8 threes a game. I want him taking 12 to 13 shots a game. But again, it's just complicated.
Yeah, man, it's not, it's whatever he needs to do to get, stay on this pace that he's on.
Mm-hmm.
If the Kings get a version of Keegan Murray that's playing very good defense, hitting 40-plus percent from three and averaging 14.5 points a game.
Take it.
That is all you need. Number three.
Let's see. Sabonis is a star. Like, if I don't get how people who watch the Kings don't come away with it thinking, my goodness, look how good he is. Like, defensively in the first half, he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, he got some tough calls late, and which is why he finished only with 20 and 14 and 7. But 20 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. Look how consistent that is. It's basically his stats for the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually shooting, he came in leading the league in 3-point percentage, and he raised that up. He's now shooting 47.8% from three on the season. And you know who's number two in the league, 3-point percentage?
Oh, no.
Nikola Jokic.
Jokic is taking like 9 a game.
It's incredible what we're seeing from these two players. And third is Luke Kennard. That one makes sense. That makes sense. Luke Kennard is third. But to see that Domas is leading the NBA in rebounds, in total rebounds and rebounds per game and 3-point percentage, that's just wild. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't care. Everyone keeps like moving the goalposts. You say, oh, well, he can't shoot well enough, so we're going to bag on him.
Right.
Okay, now he's leading the league in 3-point percentage.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, oh, the next thing is, well, he's not going to shoot enough. It's like, okay, does he have to average like 2 blocks per game in order for him to get any respect?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't make any sense because there's only like 3 dudes in the league who average 2 blocks a game.
Or like 25 plus points.
Yeah, but
that's, it's, I don't know, man. Like, yeah. I genuinely don't know. I think people probably look and they go, well, DeMar DeRozan and Malik Monk were the ones who led the way there. That's probably what people take away.
But that's crazy talk because the entire table was set with the 2-man game of Monk and Sabonis.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Very, very, very freaking good player. And you saw it again last night.
Yeah.
Number four. Four? Yeah.
Yeah. Well rested. Malik Monk looked, re-energized, 26 points, 9 assists. Again, the 2-man game was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just miss his energy when he's not there. And that's
it's just so different.
Yeah.
It's so different. The way they came out last night versus the way they came out against Milwaukee and every game before that, night and day.
Yeah, it's like a skill that you can't put on the box score and you don't know where, like,
how it's intangible.
To, yeah, and but what he does is crazy. He just brings, like, a joy and everything else to the game.
He does what he does very effectively is it looks out of control, but he's never out of control. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Like, it may look a little haphazard as he blows by his defender, but once he gets in the paint, everything's under control for the most part. He might throw a couple of wild shots at the basket, but for the most part, he's going to make the right play once he's there. Whether that's passing it, whether that's shooting it, whether that's getting to the mid-range, whether that's pulling back out and shooting a three. He, I think, has a very, very high basketball IQ. And you see it on nights like last night.
Yeah.
Just the impact that it has.
He's just a hooper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just has like a really like instinctual game.
Yeah.
And a feel. And so I love watching him play. Like he does like bring so much joy. And again, it's just so difficult to find players
and
that have that.
He just, dude, he had the stare down on Dylan Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, nobody else on the Kings is doing that.
Yeah.
Keegan's not doing that. Domas not doing that. De'Aaron's not doing that most nights. Keon might. Keon's got a little bit of that to him. But when Malik does it, it's like, that is setting a tone for the rest of the team.
Yes.
And it is so much fun.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Number five.
Number five. Fox was a bit of an afterthought. I thought Amen Thompson did an incredible job. He's just nasty as a player. But I also think that Fox came up big when it mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he hit the five free throws. Defensively, I thought he was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
He did a very, very good job of an all-around game. Mm-hmm. He just didn't stand out in a game where there were multiple standout players on a big stage.
Yeah, I think in a vacuum, he was really good. My expectation was just different going into last night for what we'd see from him.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, you reach a point where even if Amen Thompson gets thrown at you, who's an outstanding young player, very good defender, uh-huh, really, really tough, you still find a way to kind of get yours. But again, if you've got two other guys going for 60.
Yeah, that, and I think we can all remember that De'Aaron Fox got blocked by Şengün on that incredible block. That was wild.
Really great.
And then also De'Aaron missed a layup. I think he missed two, but let's just say he missed one, and it was right at the rim, and he just bricked the layup. Yeah. You give him those 4 points, and are we talking about it? No, he's got 21 points, and, you know, he just has, what, 21 or 23?
23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like every once in a while you're going to have
a block. My God. Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, 4 steals and a block last night.
4 steals and a block. Yeah. And 4 deflections and, you know, like, I think it was 3 of 13 is what he held his opposing offense to. Yeah.
Pretty good player. Real quick before we move to the last one. Let's do the last one and then I'll do my real quick thing.
Okay.
Number 6.
Yeah, the key on injury is no bueno.
I mean, it's tough.
The Kings need him. I don't know if he's going to be out at all or how long he'll be out for, but you just look at the next 2 games and I'd rather have him to go send at Jordan Poole, mm-hmm, and I'd rather have him to go send at Steph Curry than to not have him.
Sure.
And so, like, you're hoping that he's able to figure it out and that there isn't too much swelling. And, you know, today will tell us a lot, but the Kings are off today. It's their bowling night tonight. They have their big event where they're all bowling and doing all that stuff. We'll know more tomorrow about him and whether it's like some sort of ankle sprain or not, or it was just a quick roll. He walked off the court. He was walking in the locker room. I think he's going to be okay. We're just going to have to wait and see what the medical says.
Yeah, hope so. Definitely in wait and see mode on that. That's all. That's kind of all I've got for now.
Yeah.
Once we know how long he's out, then we can kind of assess what do the Kings do.
Yeah.
My real quick thing, this is my quick thought. I want to like Alperen Şengün's game so much.
Yeah.
But there's something about, he moves like his bones are made out of rubber.
He's just a noodle.
And it bothers me.
Yeah.
It bothers my spirit. I don't like it. And he's sick. Like, he's awesome. It's got the little midi. A three-pointer, you could see how crafty he is passing the ball. He's so good around the basket. Like, he's a really good player. He's like Diet Sabonis, kind of like same kind of different skill set, but gets to a lot of the same things, just not as well.
Yeah.
And I want to love his game, but just watching him function, the way he moves.
It's weird.
It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, it's very strange. Like, it's very different than anyone else that we've seen in maybe like the last 15 years. Like,
yeah, it's just awkward.
The league went away from players that were like this, the mm-hmm. guys with like the crazy footwork and like
Al Jefferson.
7 different post moves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the post move on the post move on the post move.
Mm-hmm.
And like, look, there are moments where you can really enjoy his game. They also, like, if you put him, like, just to do the Brock Purdy thing, if you put him in the Kings offense,
yeah,
where they run the ball through him the whole time, Şengün would be incredible. He's a great passer. And I think that he's a little miscast with a group of, like, super athletes. It's like a whole bunch of super athletes and then dude who trips over, like, a phone book.
He's like, you know, the inflatable noodle man? It's like one of those things went to the gym with Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how it, that's the, not comparing him to Hakeem. Hakeem charges a lot of money to teach guys how to play basketball. It's like one of those things got some post moves.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, some of the passes he throws are sick.
Yeah.
He just, I,
It's he's so close that you want to.
I'm like, just out on just his aura, bro. I don't like it one bit.
Yeah.
All right. We got Jesse Tapia coming in for the handoff. We got mad props. Got NFL divisional round mad props. We'll do our predictions for the weekend. I think you and I both went 5-1 last week.
Ooh.
I don't know what Jesse did. I don't think Jesse did as well.
I thought I was like one below. Like,
you were 5-0.
Okay.
Because I was 4-1.
Oh.
You were 5-0.
On the games.
Then you picked the Vikings.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I picked the Rams.
Okay.
So we'll do our predictions again, and then I'm going to give you my underdog lineup right now. Underdog's Pick'em game. This is so easy. You're going to download the Underdog app. You're going to sign up with promo code Kyle M and deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. It's promo code Kyle M. And all you do is you pick two or more players. You pick higher or lower on their stats. And then you can win up to 1,000 times your entry. That easy. So I've lost 7 straight lineups.
Oof.
So maybe take this lineup and just do the opposite. Here's what I'm rocking with. I got 3 players tonight. I've got Paolo Banchero for the Orlando Magic. I've got him higher than 24.5 points against the Celtics. The Celtics really had trouble with Domas. I think they're going to have trouble with a big athlete like Paolo Banchero. I know the Celtics also have big athletes, but Paolo Banchero is legit like 6'11". He is a monster of a human, very good player. Anthony Edwards, I'm going higher than 26.5 points against the New York Knicks because I think Anthony Edwards' sole purpose in life right now is to score points. And then Josh Hart in that same game against Minnesota, I've got him higher than half a double-double. So I'm going back to the double-double well, and I like Josh Hart to get to grab 10 boards and to score 10 points against Minnesota.
Okay.
That's my 3-player lineup on the Underdog app. Hope you play along with me or fade my picks. That would be my recommendation right now until I start winning some here. Must be 18 plus and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncbgambling.org. All right. NFL divisional round picks, mad props, Jesse Tapia coming up next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
First day.
For who? For you?
Yeah.
Why you didn't hit
No. Back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Bad call got me flustered, man.
Yeah, guy still acts like he's new here.
Probably put you in program one. There you go.
Oh, you can't even hear me.
Yeah,
wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Take a lap, Kyle. Take a lap.
I'm out. You guys do something.
Fence and back.
One producer to the next.
Yeah. You give me the mad prop sheet first.
Yeah.
Fencing back is one of my favorite things that you say.
Yeah.
You have a lot of like little Jesse-isms. Fencing back is the best.
Shout out to middle school P.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what's great about it is I don't know anyone who says it. So in my mind, it's a Jesse original. And B, everybody knows what it means.
Exactly.
There's no, wait, what do you mean fencing back? Everybody knows.
I know. Yeah.
Shout out to those of us who had to run fencing back during P.
Absolutely. We had in baseball, we had what we called greens. Mm. So our complex where our baseball fields were like just this big, it was like a park basically. And then there were fields all set up. So the outfields all kind of, and all the way around the loop was like a half mile. And so we would have to run greens. That was our thing. Or you could do a half green, which was like you cut across at like the softball field, but two half greens was way longer than one full green because of the way the fields were laid out. And a guy named Mike McCarthy, who went to my high school.
Went on to be like a Cowboys runner. Head coach.
Yes.
Now we know same Kyle's guy. Hatred for no, Mike was, McCarthy right no, now.
He actually wound up as an instructor for the A's or like as a assistant pitching coach or something for a year. It was weird. Watching an A's coach go online and rip Niner takes on Facebook was hilarious, but that's a different thing. And we're sitting there and the varsity coach, this is my freshman year, and he was a few years ahead of me. And the varsity coach goes, "All right, we can do four greens or eight half greens, whatever you guys want to do. And Mike just goes, blurts out, well, the half green is longer.
And thanks, the coach, Mike.
Coach goes, all right, then that's what you're doing. Eight half greens. Let's go.
Oh.
You son of a.
As soon as you said what he said, I knew instantly what was happening next.
Yep. Yeah. Just like, dude, Mike, I hold a grudge to this day. When See? I saw he worked for the A's, it was like massive mistake.
This is why he fades the head coach, exactly. The former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
The eight half greens.
Don't be Mike at baseball practice.
Don't be that guy. Don't if you have homework due, kids, if you're listening and you have homework due and you get to the end of the class and teacher hasn't had you turn in the homework,
walk out that door.
Get out. I don't care if you did the assignment. Mm-hmm. Or if you're like, you know what, I did the assignment. I really want to make sure I get it turned in. Let everybody leave. And once everybody's gone, you walk up and you go, hey, you didn't, here's the homework.
Because you know what? And everyone else gets an extra night to do it.
Exactly.
If they didn't. We're all a team here. We're all trying to get through this together.
And in college students, hello, welcome to the program. I promise we're getting to mad props here in a second into real sports stuff. But college students, when the professor goes, looks at the clock and goes, all right, well, we can get out of here a little early unless anybody has questions.
Don't
get me started on the question person.
Here's when you ask your question. You walk up to them as everybody's leaving. And you have a little one-on-one chat to get your question answered.
And you know what?
I'm not anti-asking. If you're like, hey, when are your office hours? Need clarification on this? What chapter is this? Whatever. You can walk up and have that conversation face-to-face.
You know what? And while we're at this,
yeah,
applies
please,
at
no,
work,
let's
too.
Go.
This
let's just, we might skip mad props.
When the boss goes, all right, we'll wrap it up. Anyone else got anything? That doesn't mean, oh, yeah, let's talk about this, this, and that. No, it doesn't. We're all trying to get to our jobs. We don't want to sit here anymore.
Anyone else got anything means this meeting is over. Unless the thing you've got is, by the way, ordered pizzas. They'll be here in 10.
Yeah. You know what? Tribal chief one time during a meeting is like, Jess, you got anything? Nope. Would like to go to the studio. Exactly what I said. Get to it.
Yeah. I want to go work, boss.
Exactly.
That's it.
I don't have time for your meeting.
We don't need the extra stuff here.
This is etiquette, man.
Amazing.
We're trying to do as little work as possible.
Exactly. I'm trying to get to the studio so I can relax.
And God forbid, college professor says, we can get out of here a few minutes early unless anybody has questions. And somebody's hand shoots up so they can be like, do you want us to turn in the paper that's due?
Oh, no.
I will kick that person off the Guy West Bridge.
Oh.
Guy West Bridge is for the real. Is for the real.
Yeah, shout out.
Sacramentans. For the real Sac State. The real Sac State, Ed. Stinger's up.
Big ass bridge right there.
It's just like, why is this there?
Yeah.
It's going to be a normal bridge.
Oh, the Golden Gate Bridge right here in Sacramento.
It's insane. All right. Mad props. We do this every week. Two sports. We have the Kings game Sunday against the Washington Wizards. We have NFL divisional playoffs. That's what we're doing for mad props. A stat from each game. We put them up against each other. We pick which one's going to be higher. And now the voice guy is going to say what I just said.
It's time for mad props. Two games, two props. Which number will be higher? That's for Kyle and James to decide.
And Jesse.
Here's
and
Jesse. Mad props.
I'm going to get it fixed someday, Jesse, I promise. Actually, you know what? I was going to until you threw that flag on me at the break.
That's what it is.
Now I'm holding the lifetime.
Being a
grudge.
Referee is a thankless
job. You and Mike McCarthy at the top of my S list.
The new Mike McCarthy.
And not Cowboys Mike McCarthy, not Packers Mike McCarthy,
that's
not
tough.
Future Bears Mike McCarthy.
There better not be a Jesse Tapia trying to get a head coaching job somewhere.
Oh, God forbid. Unless it's Pops, in which case that's fine.
Shout out to Pops. Though. Yeah, shout out to my dad. He's a good guy.
Your dad's the homie. You're on thin ice, buddy. All right. Mad props, number one. Again, this is the Kings against the Wizards with NFL divisional playoffs. James, we'll start with you. Domantas Sabonis, points, rebounds, and assists against the Washington Wizards.
Okay.
Or total points in the Chiefs-Texans game.
Oh, I'm going to go Domas.
Jesse?
I'm going to go Chiefs-Texans.
So,
like Valanciunas usually has a little sum for him.
So I'm trying to decide if this is a spot where the Chiefs and Texans are just going to have this knockdown, drag-out defensive battle where it's like 13-6. Or if it's the playoffs and everything gets a little weird and it's going to be like 31-25.
I'm thinking it's going to be like 17-13, and I think Domas will be around 38. I think he'll have a low point rebound assist number mm-hmm. because I don't think he'll be forced to play a ton. But that's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm going to go Domas. Yeah. Right. I'm going Domas, and I feel good about it.
Shout out Chiefs Texans, though.
I think there's a chance the Chiefs win like 31 to 10 as well. Like, that's also on the table for me. Jesse, we'll go to you here first. Malik Monk field goal attempts or Lamar Jackson completions? Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, of course, playing Malik at the
Monk.
Buffalo Bills.
Malik Monk field goal attempts.
James?
I'm going to go Lamar because I think that that can be a throwing game. It can be a little bit of a knockdown dragout.
Yeah, that's another one where... Like, the Derrick Henry had 200 rushing yards, and the Ravens smoked the Bills the first time they played him. And is that just, like, what we're going to do? Is that just the Ravens have this massive advantage, and that's what we're going to see?
I think it's
going to
be a cold weather run the football type game right here.
Yeah, Monk's going to get his shots up. I'll go Malik. I'm also going to go Malik. I feel like we're on a Malik heater where he's going to put up 20, 21 shots.
That's what I'm feeling. Okay. Yeah. I'm feeling more like 14, 15.
Okay. Keegan Murray, 3-point attempts or total touchdowns in the Commanders and Lions game, James?
Total touchdowns in the...
Commanders and Lions game.
Oh, I'm going total touchdowns.
That's the route I'm going. Jesse?
We got total touchdowns or what else?
Or Keegan Murray, 3-point attempts.
Total touchdowns, I think.
I think the Lions can have 8 touchdowns on their own.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. I penciled the Lions in for 4.
Yeah, because you know the Commanders are pretty good at finishing drives, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with total touchdowns.
All right. We're all in on that. We're all rooting for touchdowns in that game.
It sounds like 6, maybe 7 threes for Keegan, but
I feel like
the Detroit and Commanders can match that.
Okay. Assuming he plays, I'm going to go Devin Carter rebounds. It's for you, James. Devin Carter rebounds or Puka Nacua receptions?
Ooh, I'm going to go Puka.
Yeah, I'll go Puka on that one too.
Man, I'm going to go Devin Carter.
Oh.
Assuming he plays, because if Keon Ellis is going to be out on Sunday, I think we're going to see a lot of Devin Carter. There's a chance we get a lot of garbage time.
Yeah.
And like 8, 9, 10 boards. Philly's defense been playing pretty well, although Matthew Stafford's on kind of a heater.
He is, and Puka Nacua is really good.
A really good player. All right, I'm rocking with Devin Carter, my future bald homie. Jesse, De'Aaron Fox points. Or hey, speaking of, real quick, hang on, turn the music off.
Oh, talking about bald, what's up?
Jeff Green needs to come home.
I saw that. I noticed that yesterday. That was tough, Jeff.
My brother in Christ.
Yeah, you can't hide that.
It is all gone, and there's a... You mm-hmm. gotta let it.
Yep.
When it's receding, if you got a little bald spot, okay, that is a big bald spot with the receding hairline.
Yeah, Jeff, you should have went bald a long
time
ago.
He's 38. It's okay.
That's fine. No one's gonna care.
No one's gonna. Come on home. See you at the meeting.
Yeah,
Jeff.
You're right. I noticed that immediately.
Yeah,
busted up the Kings early.
Yeah, he did. I didn't realize he was gonna start. Shout out to Jeff Green. He's carved out a really great career. Celtics legend, Jeff
Green. The only player besides Kevin Durant still playing from the 2007 draft.
Yeah. It's a great, it's a good stat.
Yeah.
Really good stat.
It's a long time ago.
Yeah, it is.
It's true.
Also, did he play for the Sonics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Green?
Huh? I think so. Like, barely, I think.
No, he was drafted by the Sonics, I believe.
Okay, I couldn't remember if he was Celtics and Sonics or Sonics and Celtics. Anyways, okay, back to Mad Props. Jesse, this is to you, right?
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox points... Or Derrick Henry rushing attempts?
I really want to go De'Aaron.
I told you, I got some bangers.
Yeah,
this week,
I really
want
to go De'Aaron, but. Derrick Henry, I don't know. I don't feel great about it. I'm going to come back to this one, but I'm going to go Derrick Henry right now.
James?
I'm going to go De'Aaron Fox.
You figure he's got to like erupt for a big scoring game at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
Oh.
Give me De'Aaron.
Oh, he's changing it up.
Give me De'Aaron.
He's changing it up.
I didn't feel great about Derrick Henry when I said it.
All right, so here's what I'm debating. Is it Bills exert all energy stopping the Ravens' run game? And for me?
On me.
Oh, okay. They exert all their energy to stopping the Ravens' run game, and all of a sudden we get this, like, it's a bunch of passing and Derrick Henry runs it 12 times, or De'Aaron either goes off or De'Aaron's cool just coasting, has 17 points, and sits out the fourth quarter because the Kings have won by a million.
That's the thing. I'm taking De'Aaron right here because I'm hoping like he's going to get at least 26. Derrick Henry, I don't think he's running the ball more than like 20, 22 times.
I think they're going to try. I think Fox knows he needs to start putting up points. Like,
yeah,
he's looking at the leaders and everything else. He knows he's got to, you know.
There's a chance to go get 40.
Hey, I did look this up. Jeff Green did. He was drafted by Seattle, and then they moved to OKC the next year. And he's played for 11 teams.
Wow. Salute to Jeff Green.
Shout out, Jeff.
The future bald homie.
Celtics legend.
Yeah, I'm going to go Fox as well. Yeah, I feel good about it. James Hamm, we'll finish it up here. Kings total points or Eagles rushing yards?
Ooh.
Against the Rams.
Ooh, that's a good one, Kyle.
Thanks.
I'm going Eagles rushing yards.
That's the route I'm going
Yeah,
well.
Give me that's Eagles it. Rushing yards, too.
So
I mean, I
don't
think the
Kings aren't scoring more than 150, so.
They can go for 140.
So that's literally the number I had in my head for the Kings.
Yeah.
It was like in the 140 range, if we're penciling Saquon in for 100.
Oh, I'm penciling Saquon in for 120.
Mm. Yeah, that's what, and did was last week the breakout of the Rams defensive line where all of a sudden they're just going to be this force, or are they going to get exposed by the Eagles and the Eagles are going to run for 200 yards?
Well, there's the thing. The Rams' defensive line could show up, but Saquon looks like Adrian Peterson. Like, he's that good.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really stop him right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way. Yeah.
That's our. I'm going to go that. I'm going to go that route as well.
Unless he doesn't need the touchdown and then, or the yards, and then he'll slide down short.
You should have took the touchdown on that, by the way. It would have been up. Why? They would have been up like two scores. There's like a minute and a half left, I think.
Yeah, but when he slid down, they kneeled it once and the game was over.
Yeah, but touchdown's cooler.
There it is. Touchdowns.
What do you want?
touchdowns are cooler.
Touchdowns are definitely cooler. Yeah. I'm not going to. That's a great. You know what?
Like what? Yeah.
Oh, you got me.
Babe, yeah. Ran for 120 yards and I slid at the 20. Babe, I ran for 140 and scored a touchdown.
Thinking Friday Night Lights. I want to be with a ball carrier.
Exactly. That's it. Score the touchdown.
Don't baby booby me.
I've never seen Friday Night Lights.
Really good film. You should check it out.
Is it a TV show too?
Yeah. The movie's better. Mm. I haven't seen enough of the TV show seasons to have a take on whether the movie or the show is better. I love the movie, though. That was one of those like ones we rewatched a lot in high school.
Oh, yeah. It was a big high school movie with football players and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. Let's get to some predictions. I went 5-1 last week. James also went 5-1. Jesse, do you know what your record was last week?
I thought I did pretty good. I think you guys are lying.
No.
I wish you weren't a liar, Kyle.
No. Check the tape.
I don't know. Like, you don't have, you don't
just
have
claim,
it there?
You just want to claim 5-1, too?
You don't have it there?
I don't know.
I went 6-0.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, I went
6-0. Good work. Hey, everybody, round of applause.
We don't have the numbers there. I went 6-0.
That's big time.
Yeah.
Nice job, man.
Crazy.
I knew you at least took the Vikings.
Sure.
And I believe you had the Packers against the Eagles.
Allegedly.
No proof. There actually is. I could go find it, but I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah, no. We lost a couple last week.
Texans, Chiefs, a lot of big lines this week for the divisional round.
I don't
know. Which makes me nervous.
I don't know where to go with Texans and Chiefs.
What's this, the point spread?
8.5 points.
Oh.
In Kansas City, Texans, Chiefs.
Are the Texans just that bad then? Not that bad because they're in the playoffs, but they just don't belong with these other teams?
I kind of think so.
I'm taking the Texans because I think they do belong, and I don't think they'll beat the Chiefs, but the Chiefs can't put anybody away this year.
That's true. But it's Andy Reid. Now, granted, he didn't get to game plan for 2 weeks for Houston because he didn't know who he was going to play until last week. But they've had a week off.
If we're going with the points and all that here, I'll take the Texans.
Wow.
Just given it could be low scoring.
Hmm.
Because the Texans' defense is legit.
Yeah, because 17-10, that they still cover.
Mm-hmm.
Taking Kansas City in the points.
20-13. My guess.
Yeah, Kansas City -8.5. Whew. I think this is, there's a real chance here where Kansas, it's like 27-10 type of game.
That's a sucker's bet. You might be right.
KC's defense is so good. That is a really, really good group. And Houston's offense was so bad this year.
Yeah.
And Houston's offense wasn't even great against the Chargers.
So you're not wrong. You're making all right points.
Yeah, no, I thank you.
This is gambling and betting. So.
Let's rip through these last few here. Commanders, Lions. The Lions favored by 9.5 points.
That feels too much. I'm going to go Commanders in this one.
I'll take the Lions and the points.
I'm going to do the same thing, Jay.
I believe in Jaden Daniels.
I'm writing them down this week.
You can believe in Jaden Daniels and still have them lose 42-24.
What's the thing? I don't know if Detroit's defense is going to just shut down the Commanders' offense. That's true. Still dealing with injuries and all that.
That's true.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels, they'll be fine. It's just I believe in Lions' offense too, but I'm going to go Commanders.
I think it's going to be a matter of can Detroit get a stop? That thing is going to be different. That's going to be loud. That place is going to be nuts. I'm going Detroit. I'm taking Detroit -9.5. Rams, Eagles. Eagles favored by 6 points in Philly, and I'm taking all 6 of those points.
I want to believe.
I'm giving all 6 of those points.
I want to believe in the Rams because they are a good team, but it's just Philly. Philly to me is a Super Bowl right now.
Yep. I'm with you, James.
I'm going Rams.
Okay.
I don't believe in
Team of Destiny?
You don't believe in Philly?
Wow.
And I don't typically like the Rams. I'm not that a big...
I've been big on the Rams all year.
But I think that they can... I think it'll be within the margin.
What don't you believe about in Philly?
I just don't... Jalen Hurts, he doesn't instill any confidence in me at all.
See, but that's not the one you got to stop, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
I think their defense is playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
But if you center everything, you figure out how to stop Saquon... I don't know that he can beat you.
If you can stop Saquon, then yeah, I think the Eagles are really vulnerable, but I feel like that's just been
You're in for 2,000 yards.
Yeah, that's just been every team's game plan all year. It's just not working this season. It's just not working.
It's true. So. I hope that's a good game, James. I hope you're right. I hope we get a close one in Philly. And the last one, the Bills are getting a point at home against the Ravens. The Ravens are -1 on the road against a Bills team they beat 35-10 earlier this season. I'm going with Baltimore because I picked Baltimore to go to the Super Bowl. So I have to continue rocking with them -1.
I picked the Bills to go to the Super Bowl, but I'm picking with my heart on this one. I got to go with the Ravens. I've been a Lamar Jackson guy since Louisville. I need this one.
I'm also going Ravens.
I don't think anyone has more at stake this weekend than Lamar.
Mm. And it's crazy because he's probably going to win his third MVP.
Right.
Yeah, but still legacy.
And I hate the word narrative, but perception.
Uh-huh.
He can't get it done in the playoffs, even though he's been really good his last 3 playoff games.
And that's the thing. Yeah, he has. It's like Joe Burrow got to the Super Bowl once. I'm not saying anything wrong with Joe Burrow, but it's like he's been in the playoffs 2 out of the 5 years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The goalpost move.
He's just kind of, he's set.
Mm-hmm. But, hey, you beat Patrick Mahomes on the road once.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, winner of
Dude,
Ravens.
That win against Mahomes was doing work for him this season. It's like, if the Bengals get to the playoffs, they could get the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, people said the Chiefs threw the game against Denver on purpose. Mm-hmm. So they're like, get out of here.
Yeah.
That's right.
No chance.
Shout out Lamar.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what else we need to shout out before we get out of here? The homies over at Jiffy Lube.
Yeah, it's a new year to keep your vehicle running smoothly, and our friends over at Jiffy Lube have an amazing New Year oil change special going on right now for the month of January. Get a full synthetic oil change starting at just $76.99 with a $33 off coupon online. That's right, starting at just $76.99 for a full synthetic motor oil change with online coupon. Go visit jiffylube.com today, find a location near you, and get that $33 off synthetic oil change coupon now. Valid until January 31st. Up to 5 quarts of full synthetic motor oil. Most vehicles are covered. Specialty and diesel vehicles may be extra. Must show coupon for discount. Happy New Year's from our friends over at Jiffy Lube.
Can we hit Jiffy Lube and ask if we can take out the Happy New Year?
Okay.
About time for Valentine's. Shout out Jiffy Lube.
That's right.
When's on North?
Jiffylube.com. Find a location nearest you. Jesse already knows that because, of course, you know Jesse's in there, Jiffy. What do you guys got coming up on D-Lo and KC?
The whole vibes today.
The vibes are insane.
That game was sick yesterday. I saw you were out there, too.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fire.
Had a great time.
We saw Kings Rockets, Eddie Gonzalez, Kyle Madsen, James Hamm. I'm missing one more.
The whole crew is going to be
there. It's big old Friday vibes today. You know how it is.
Awesome. Can't wait. D-Lo and KC coming up next. James and I are done for the week. We'll talk to you guys 10 a.m. on Monday. Until then, drink water and be nice, people. See you.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.